is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The NTSB has released new information about this week's airplane crashes over the Potomac River and in Philadelphia. Investigators share new data from the black boxes of the jet and Army helicopter that collided near Reagan National Airport.
This is a controller's worst nightmare.
The NTSB's J. Todd Inman says the helicopter crew got an automated warning of traffic ahead and started to increase their pitch, but it was too late.
These interviews take a long time, not because there's that much talking, but there's several breaks that occur for emotions just to be able to compose themselves to talk about what happened.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says the search is still on for the black box from the medical transport plane that crashed in Philadelphia.
I do want to stress that this is an active investigation scene. The debris is scattered. It is very dangerous.
She's asking anyone who spots debris to report it. All six people on the plane were killed. On the ground, at least one person was killed and 19 were injured. President Trump has signed three executive orders imposing 25% tariffs on Mexican and Canadian goods and 10% tariffs on Chinese imports. CBS's Willie James Inman is at Mar-a-Lago.
While experts warn tariffs could hurt the economy and potentially raise prices for consumers, the president expressed the American people understand his motivations.
Well, let me just tell you that I got elected for a lot of reasons. Number one was the border. Number two was inflation, because I had almost no inflation. And yet I charged hundreds of billions of dollars of tariffs to countries.
Hamas released three more hostages today, all men, including an Israeli-American. This man was at Israel's hostage square to welcome them home.
We want this war to end. So many people have suffered so much, and it's been enough. And we want all our hostages back home.
In exchange, Israel released another 183 Palestinian prisoners. After meeting with a senior Trump administration official, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro released six Americans who had been detained there in recent months. This is Maduro through an interpreter.
And whoever wants to talk, we will always engage. And whoever knocks on the door, we will always open it.
CBS's Allison Keyes has bad news if you're looking to become a homeowner.
The median age of first-time home buyers rose to 38 last year. For decades, that number was between 30 and 32 years old. Experts blame a housing shortage and high mortgage rates. As of last fall, the Atlanta Fed says the median homeowner was spending 42% of their income on the cost of ownership. 4 years ago, that percentage was 28%.
Experts say you should not spend more than 30% of your income on your rent or mortgage. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
They'll hand out the Grammy Awards tomorrow night, including the Music Educator Award.
That's Adrian Macklin's choir at Cordova High School in Memphis, Tennessee. Its members have to be the best and brightest.
Well, funny saying he had it, he's not going to take around a bunch of singing dummies.
The choir is mostly African-American teenagers and deals with stereotypes.
Let's go in whenever we sing, whenever we perform, and let's show them that we're more than whatever they could think that we are.
The students call him a father figure.
It's the joy of seeing them be successful. The little part that I did made a change in their life.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Democratic National Committee has a new leader. Ken Martin, who chairs the Minnesota arm of the party, won today's vote. He'll be tasked with regaining the support of working class voters after the Democratic Party's November losses. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with some flurries and areas of drizzle. Lows in the low 30s and breezy at times. For tomorrow, clearing sky gradually and warmer. Highs into the mid-40s. And a cloudy sky and near 40 for a high on Monday. Current temp is 30.
Sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, I saw. it last for an hour. That's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Unless you dream that don't ask no questions.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Down a feeling I'm high. the good love. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah. 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go. She'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight, all over the world. You can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us and nobody else in sight. There's nobody else, and
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
much too strong. I'm added to you. Change, change, change.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Remember thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the best
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. 26 hours after a medical transport plane crashed into a Philadelphia neighborhood, rescuers are still searching the area for possible victims. Reporter Madeline Wright says the debris field stretches several blocks.
Smoldering wreckage littered the streets in the immediate aftermath, including large pieces of the jet. Officials say cars and five homes caught fire. City officials say the crash killed at least one person on the ground. All six on board the jet died. They included two doctors, two pilots, a child who is receiving life-saving treatment at a local hospital, and her mother.
Investigators have gleaned new information from the black boxes of the American Airlines jet and the Army helicopter that collided over the Potomac. The NTSB's Bryce Banning says the airline pilots had no time to react.
At 8:47:58, the crew had a verbal reaction, and FDR data showed the airplane beginning to increase its pitch. Sounds of impact were audible about 1 second later, followed by the end of the recording.
42 bodies have been recovered so far. Officials hope to retrieve the other 25 when they pull the plane out of the river. President Trump has signed executive orders slapping tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China. Josh Lipsky is with the Atlantic Council.
Where U.S. consumers are most likely to see it first is actually in car prices. There's going to be a lot of automotive inputs. We import a lot of parts.